Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seem rattled. It's unfortunate that this is a world, but the world's always been a dangerous place. It's not something that's unique. The world has been, you look back over the centuries, the world has been a dangerous place.
All right, so the president is in the middle of giving a briefing on the coronavirus, and then there's the word that somebody was trying to go toward the White House was shot by law enforcement. There's some more details coming out about that, but it was very strange to see him leave in the middle of that very calmly and then try to come back with, well, you know, here's what happened. You just heard a little bit of that explanation. We'll have more on that. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are, the nook, cranny, the crevice, out at the bike rally, that you are safe and your family is safe, because I know some people that have really been through a ringer of COVID-19, and they certainly have lived to tell the tale, at least the really close people that I know that got it in my life. But then some others who I've worked with haven't been as fortunate with their family members, which is very, very sad to see that and to hear that and, you know, look at the numbers and the numbers that have died as a result of COVID. We passed the 5 million plus of confirmed cases in the U.S., and we're looking at new hotspots and everything in between. So sports and the NFL and questions about what will happen with that versus what's happened with the NBA, and they've done okay in the Adam Silver Orlando bubble. It's interesting, though, Disneyland is shuttered. They're keeping it closed for now after they had a little bit of that opening, deciding because of what they were saying it was better to go in the other direction. Major League Baseball had some crop up, but they're still going forward with their plans, and they're still playing. And the same thing with hockey and hockey playoffs. Let's go out to David right at the top here in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Yeah, well, hi, Kate. Hope you're staying safe. You know, I heard you talking about the sports openings, and the more you learn about this virus, it's actually really delicate. If you just leave it alone for about 3 days, it basically imagine you've got something that you're very allergic to. You know, this virus is more like a mineral, and you're very allergic to it. And but it's got this quite kind of a rubber coating on the outside of it that keeps the malignancy away from you. And if it gets, but that rubber coating on the outside is kind of sticky, and if it sticks to your lungs and then it wears away, then all of a sudden you get that horrible allergic reaction, which leads to your lungs turning into concrete. And so it's a horrible way to die. You basically drown in your own pus. And so the idea that if we'd looked at this as a delicate virus, and we just, everybody in the entire world settled down for about, you know, few weeks. And that's what all of the major doctors are saying. All it would take is a few weeks of everybody doing it at the same time. And the idea that they just allowed that Sturgis thing to go on with, I don't know if, I heard the projections that they wanted 250,000 people. But yeah. I don't know if they actually got them. But the idea that somebody would actually go out of their way to encourage 250,000 people to show up at an event and then basically go running around out in the world and spread it is so boneheaded that, yeah, you know, it's almost unbelievable. But you can believe it, because as far as I'm concerned, Trump is a saboteur. He doesn't have any desire to do America any good. He has only the desire to fatten his wallet and make himself richer. But like I say, this thing is as delicate as you can be. They say it just takes 2 or 3 days by itself, and this rubbery coating falls apart. But the idea that it got spread from one side of the world to another just because everybody is out there hooping and hollering and drawing guns and trying to lynch the governor of Michigan, it's going to be one of those insane things that's going to go down in history as being, how could people have been so stupid?
What a perfect place to end this. David, thanks. And I guarantee David will not be voting for Donald Trump for part two. But what he says about the lockdown, I mean, that's the thing. I said I had this conversation with somebody today in Auckland, New Zealand, that, yeah, not everybody in New Zealand was thrilled that there was this lockdown, but it worked for them with the 5 million people there and why they haven't seen those cases. What we're seeing is people with cabin fever. And despite the fact that you have the president talking now about social distancing and a mask, or Mitch McConnell, who I think 6, 7, 8 weeks ago was talking about it, and of course many other people saying the same thing and talking about the relevancy of where you are and all of that, not to have large gatherings, to have social distancing and have small gatherings and be outside, the emphasis of outside, but then hear people getting closer inside. So where are the worst places? When you're inside, the funerals where it's spreading, the churches where a choir gets decimated by COVID-19, because even though they've spaced out, they're singing, they're close enough, and the distance just isn't the distance that you would need. And the inside, being inside like that, of course, is the whole thing. Always best to mask up. When in doubt, don't leave the mask behind. Everywhere I go, I can tell you, I've seen in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and surrounding areas and suburbs, so it's most of the businesses all say, please wear a mask, you have to wear a mask, whatever. And most people seem to be doing that. But it's not, you know, this big bike rally that's frankly fun, draws a lot of people, makes a lot of money. In fact, it's 95% of what Sturgis survives and thrives on. So they didn't take a vote. They didn't want to shut that down because it's how they survive. And that's the problem. It's the reckoning of weighing the economic options against the human options. And it should seem so easy, right? Well, life is more precious than do-re-mi. But then when you have to feed people and when you're being evicted and when things are happening to you that are just spiraling out of control, you can understand why we would have some of what we're having. I don't understand going or throwing a party for 700 people in Malibu or any place else. I don't understand that. Who has 700 friends that they have to see and not social distance and not wear a mask? The privileged few who are spreading it to others. So that's not good. Again, one thing, handful of people, of course, that's acceptable. That's worked. People are doing it. People are doing it in New Zealand. But the big, large gatherings, it's just not advisable. Nobody wants to be in a hospital bed on a ventilator. Nobody wants to be seeing someone they know sucking wind, trying to get oxygen, and not knowing what's going on. All right, when we come back on the flip side, what I like to call mic drop moments. Got a couple of them. What are they? Find out next.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Headline, as we hit another grim milestone with more than 5 million Americans infected with the coronavirus, what are you wearing? What kind of covering over your mouth and your nose and your mouth? Neck gaiters seem to be the choice, the fashionable choice, of so many. But I got bad news for you. If you are wearing one of those, according to Duke University, they did an analysis. If you rely on that method, it is not effective. Of the 14 various ways to cover the mouth, the nose, and everything in between, the two that are the least effective are a bandana and the neck gaiter or neck fleece. So if you wear a neck gaiter, you might as well go naked, according to these researchers, who explain that it actually may spread more of the virus than not wearing one at all because of the way you speak and the largest droplets and how they form. More people that say that they wore a mask, it has been determined it was a gaiter or a bandana that they were using, and it was counterproductive. There's my mic drop moment. Yeah. And I say drop the mic because forget the fashion, wear the mask, dummies, that just covers those areas. Make it simple. Why do we make it so complicated? Of course, if you're wearing something that's just light and breezy or is a thick wool thing with holes in it. I have one of those from Ireland. It's beautiful, but it's not going to protect me. It's going to pull the droplets and transmit them all over the place. So forget that. Get the simple, simple mask. And don't worry if it matches your shoes, your purse, your wallet, your overcoat. I don't know. why do we care about such things? I'm not saying you can't be fashionable, I guess, if you want to be fashionable, but I'd rather be safe. Safe is the way to go, peeps. Worry about the rest of it. I mean, for goodness sake, if anything else, if you don't have, somebody said to me, if you don't have the best teeth, now is your time, because you wear the right kind of mask and it'll cover it all up. And in all seriousness, forget about wearing the things that are not doing the job, because you might as well not wear them. If it's going to pull droplets to you and make it worse, you certainly, certainly don't want to see that. So there you go. I think we can recover our mic. We'll sprinkle our mic drop moments throughout the week. I thought that was one of the better ones, because I do know people that are wearing those neck gaiters. They just don't understand. I mean, even John Hopkins is saying it. It leads to 110 droplet transmissions. That's what they're saying. So figure that out. 110 in the wrong direction is not good. It is not effective, right? So instead, go with the material that's effective and just wear that. I guess it's important. It's important to know, if you're going to wear it and you're going to do it, don't do the thing that is not helping you. All right, speaking of not helping, what is not helping is the I've got my territory, you have your territory point of view that we have, unfortunately, that's pretty rampant in D.C. So that's why the tug of war continues to get worse when it comes to the stimulus. Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said that the Trump administration and Congress could reach an agreement on further economic relief with this novel coronavirus pandemic if the Democrats are reasonable. He was doing an interview with CNBC. I caught the tail end of it. He said there was room for compromise, for more aid. Legislation should get passed. But I think there's a compromise if the Democrats are willing to be reasonable. And then at the end he tried to say, after a couple of slams toward the Dems, that if we get a fair deal, we'll make it happen. But other people are getting eviction notices. Their unemployment benefits are running dry. And they're on a shaky ship, and it's tough. It's tough to focus. It's tough to figure out what to do, particularly if you have a big family that you're, you know, worried about. While some businesses are cratering, which is so much of the U.S. economy, there are those that are doing well and are trying to keep up with the demand. Naturally, if you have Clorox, the Clorox CEO, for example, is saying that they ship close to 1 million packages of wipes daily. So let me say that again. 1 million daily. Since January, they're saying they can make 100 million more disinfecting products than they did before, a 50% increase. That's crazy, because the demand spikes so high. And they keep saying, thank you for your patience. We appreciate your patience. Linda Rendell is the CEO. Because people want them and they can't get them. And they're saying that the shortage of Clorox wipes is going to spill into 2021. You got colds and flu and all that stuff. So they're going to have a high level of demand. So this is what happened to this company. And they were already doing fine. They were doing well. People were buying them. But in May, she did an interview. And by then they had more statistics, right? Because you had March and April to report, and then you're in May, and you're looking at the quarters coming up. And she said that the company had seen a 500% increase in demand since the pandemic. 500. Wow. And they're pedaling as fast as they can, because they didn't see it coming. I mean, who saw it coming, right? Didn't see it coming. I like this idea, you know, talking about the schools who are, by the way, ordering those wipes. And what do you do to get kids back into schools? How can you do it? How can it be safer? Outside. I mean, when you can be outside, why not be outside? So with this new school year in New York, they're trying to be kind of that hybrid thing if they can. And they're talking about schools, some of the middle schools in the areas where they are, how can they have an overflow, I mean, as long as the weather's decent, outside. And they're contemplating that, right? Especially because then you have the circulation systems anyway of heating and air conditioning that are pretty aging out, and then they don't work well, so that's a problem, right? And they've got tight budgets. So if 41% of school districts need to update or replace heating or ventilation or cooling systems, then you know that there's going to be problems. And then with a tight budget, are you kidding me? And disease can spread through ventilation systems from one classroom to the next. So if they're ineffective, that could move those floating viruses, and they could linger. Having them outside, I think, is brilliant if they can do it. They're also talking about installing ultraviolet lights along classroom ceilings. You know, they used that in the 50s. A lot of people didn't realize that. They used that in the 50s, I guess, to do what they could to knock down measles and tuberculosis and other airborne diseases. And that's still used in hospitals and homeless shelters. And, the bacteria gets destroyed using a spectrum of UV light that's safe for humans. It would cost about $3,000 a classroom, I guess. So you're going to have to cough up the cash to be able to do that. But I like the fact that we see that people are reinventing, reimagining, rebooting, and not whining about it, figuring out, well, what can we do? How can we do this? How can we teach? I mean, even in Vermont, they're saying we're going to use outdoor wedding stuff, tents, porta potties, hand washing stations, other equipment. We can use that. We've got propane heaters. We can handle students outside through November. I don't know. I like maybe it'll bring people closer to nature. I can think sometimes when I was daydreaming looking out the classroom window, where I gladly would have picked up my desk and put it outside and done class outside, and I probably would have been less distracted. Let's put it that way. Yeah. I like it. I like that idea. I like that they're thinking of, how do we pivot? How do we not make this a disaster and just throw everything online? Let's see if there's ways that we can do a couple of other things. Because, for goodness sake, you don't want what happened in Georgia. 9 students and a staff tested positive for COVID-19 after they had this hallway photo that everybody was on top of each other with no masks at the North Paulding High School in Dallas, Georgia, and they got some negative national attention they didn't want, because when the students returned back, that's exactly what happened. Yet there was no mask. There was hardly any mask, like a 10% mask rate. And the kid who tweeted about it wrote exactly that. Good for you, Hannah Waters, for showing the world this is not okay. That's what she said. She said the mask rate, 10%. No joke. These are many lives. Kids need to be precise. I love it. Stay with us. Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by by Secret Service.
The president was not taken to the White House bunker, but was rather ushered to the Oval Office. The Secret Service later tweeted, "The Secret Service can confirm that there's been an officer-involved shooting at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue. Law enforcement officials are continuing to investigate the scene." Multiple sources said there's no believed threat to the Capitol after this incident at this time. This is USA Radio News. The White House says that Democrats left the president no choice but to take executive action to bring Americans more COVID-19 relief. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Over the weekend, President Trump signed several orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats failed to deliver, so the president had to take action.
Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic, but Democrats rejected multiple clean bills to provide relief.
She says as long as Democrats don't play politics, the White House is willing to discuss further relief measures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major gas explosion leveled several homes in northwest Baltimore, killing at least one woman and leaving at least eight others injured. At least four of those injured are listed in very serious condition, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. An active rescue is still underway, looking for at least one other victim. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
America's Armageddon. I have been talking to Dennis Bray. He is the author of this book, and boy, he's tackled something really big, but something that a lot of people have been grappling with. I do think people are grappling with it, and I think that there's problems within some of the religious communities and how they embrace what's happening now, what's happened in the past, and what the interpretations are. And so America's Armageddon, and we're going to let Dennis talk all about this, is really from his incredible knowledge of the Bible. I'm going to say it's incredible. It's a unique, incredible knowledge of the Bible. And the way he decoded some of the mysteries that are there secretly, I would say, in the scriptures that have kept some of the truth of what we're presently seeing hidden from the world for the past, I don't know, 1900 years or so. You can even learn more about Dennis after this interview by going to his website and ordering the book there, americasarmageddon.com. So, Dennis, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having me on.
So let's talk about it. Why did you write this book?
Well, for 40 years, I've had a great desire to understand the book of Revelation. And I bought every book I could find, and I've read it. And it seemed like every one of them reads alike. None of them tell me something I couldn't have found out on my own. Reading, if you could read and comprehend what you read, it didn't give me any information. And most of the time, they only talked about the first four chapters, and what they talked about is wrong. You know, so over the last 40 years, like I said, as I've read the Bible, and I really started dissecting the book of Revelation, and the only way I could do it and do it with justice is to do it by subjects. So, you know, why study prophecy? What's the meaning of Revelation? Who is John? You see about 75 different individual subjects there, and a lot of them are not what you think they are. whales, bulls, horses. You got heads, horns, mountains, lions, bears, leopards, eagles, seals, heads, women, city, dragons, serpents, trumpets, bows, plague, and on it goes. You know, and best way that I found to tackle it was by individual subject. For example, the word woman, okay? We see it used two different ways. One is a married woman, and another one, unmarried woman, which would be considered a virgin. And you see women used 18 times in the book of Revelation. So what I've done is I've showed you each and every place that the word appears. You know, what chapter it is, what verse it is, and how it's being used. The same way the city. But we see the word city used 27 times in the book of Revelation. And we see over and over again where the angel of God and Jesus himself told John to write down what I'm showing you. And the word used there for Greek is grapho. And we see approximately 18 times where John's instructed to write. So what I've done is I've looked at the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and the how on each and every one of these subjects, trying to understand the writing and who the story is about. Why was it written? When is it to take place? And where is it to take place? Okay? I break down each and every subject and talk about it in every chapter. Okay? It will give you a good understanding that you won't never have reading anybody else's book. I can promise you that.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the fact when you say Revelation and you say Revelations, and what do you think of that? And you automatically see fear, I think, with a lot of people. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, it does. And the thing of it is, it's one thing I've tried to do more than anything is to build faith in the readers and show them once they have an understanding. Now, I had an old lady one time tell me, she said, oh, I'm just scared of death and beast. I don't want to hear about that. And it will scare you if you don't understand what the word is being used. There's two types of beasts in the book of Revelation. One is Zoon, Z-O-O-N, okay, which means a domesticated animal. Okay, but then you have Thoron, which is an undomesticated animal, which you see in chapter 13 and also in chapter 17. But you've got to understand what the beast represents. And if we go into the Old Testament, and I'll tell you why we go into the Old Testament. In chapter 10, the angel was specific. When he told John in chapter 7, he said, when the seventh trumpet sounds, all the mysteries and secrets of this revelation will be fulfilled as God spoke to his servants through prophets. So I have been able to find about 98% to substantiate the book of Revelation in the Old Testament, whether it's Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Obadiah, Zechariah, Malachi, and Jonah, whatever. Okay. But it's there, almost word for word. You can actually take the Revelation writing and the subject and you go back and look. Well, today we're blessed because I got a Bible program. I can pull up a search and I can search all 770,000 words of the Bible within a matter of a few minutes.
Wow.
Every time the word's used, and you can look at it two different ways. You can go in and look at Strong's concordance, because what Strong did is he took the Old Testament and every time a word was used, he applied a number to it. Same way in the New Testament, he applied a number to it. And when we read and understand, the Hebrews only had about 5,000 written words. Look at how many words we got written, over a million.
Mm.
So a lot of times we'll see that in the Hebrew language, even though it is translated into Greek and then back to English, you'll see that there's multiple meanings. Okay, a good example of that is the word shakah. Okay, which in the Greek has 37 different meanings in the English.
Yeah. Wow.
37
incredible.
Different meanings. The one word, okay, and it means when it's translated, okay, run, batter, cast off, corrupt, destroy, loose, mar, perish, spill, spore, waste, and etc. Then we can take the next word in Hebrew, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, back into Greek, which translates to the earth, country, field, ground, land, wilderness, word, you look at the word next one, hope. It means any, hope, all, altogether, enough, whosoever, as many as, whatsoever, and whosoever. And that's just a little of it. So you can see, you can be the best language translation expert in the world. But if you don't have an understanding of what's going on in that particular message, wherever it's coming from, a lot of times they take the extreme and we see the whole world's destroyed. When in all reality, just a piece of land is cut off from the children of Israel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to have an understanding of what's going on in the writing when you look at it. You can't just take the extreme. And that's what a lot of translators have done, because they figure if they take the extreme, it can't go wrong.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Dennis, you know, and it's all these words, and you've really broken it down and looking at it and going back, as you said, and so many people stick in the New Testament. And again, we're speaking with Dennis Bray. You can go to his website, americasarmageddon.com. What's so interesting, this book can be, you can look at this from a lot of different ways, from a secular position, a biblical position. I mean, I would argue that this book would be interesting to anyone, even if they're not strong believers. I mean, even it'd be interesting to see if an atheist read your book and what they would think. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Number one, I want people to realize that we serve a mighty big God, and no matter what comes our way, like at the moment, all the uncertainty that we're facing right now in the world, the economy, and our country. But, you know, if you have basic faith that you can take and literally hang on to, you know, and if our faith and our future is built on fear, okay, to me, so much of what we've talked about the book of Revelation is false hope. You know, I'm not going to say, because there might be some little kids listening, but if there are, you know, you don't tell a child everything about Santa Claus, okay?
Right.
He gets to be a certain age, you could tell him, but, you know, everything about it. But it's the same one with baby Christians a lot of times, you know? They are fearful, okay? They're afraid. You know, perfect love casts out all fear, the Bible says. You know, and we should not be fearful. We should be thankful, and I think unequivocally, I know what's happened in my own life over and over and over again. God's always proved to be a mighty big God, more than able, more than capable to take care of us. Now, King James, in the Old Testament, David said, once I was old, young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the children of Israel go hungry or begging for bread. You know?
Wow.
And,
yeah.
And What I really try to do is build faith in the believer. Now, I've got one chapter called Woe to the Eagle. It's free on my website. You can go in and read it, download it. It don't cost you nothing, but it's also in the book. And it tells you exactly how, in my opinion, America fits in to our time frame and how God predetermined that the nation of America would exist and become a mighty powerful nation.
Mm.
And that it had to be, because how could the nation of Israel survive
otherwise?
We didn't have America with our financial abilities, our military abilities, and everything to help them.
Yeah, we have to leave it there. Dennis Bray, again, go to americasarmageddon.com and you can find out more. He's done so much research on this, and of course, this is so much a part of his background. Dennis, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I see it all for you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, really pleased to have in our virtual green room, Sandro Dinello is the CEO of Flagstar. Wait till you hear about this. This year, over 200 CEO action signatory organizations took part in the second annual Day of Understanding. Now, it's an event that's been created by CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion, and you know how I feel about that, to help address potential bias in the workplace and help foster a culture of inclusion and understanding. I'm going to throw in this little piece of research that's a great nugget. According to recent research, half of all diverse employees experience bias as part of their day-to-day work experience. So that's why CEO-driven coalition is hosting, you know, these tough conversations at their organizations anytime during the months of February they did it and March to engage in conversations to educate people and support inclusive workplace cultures. Topics can include D&I issues, race, gender, sexuality, to help foster greater understanding and appreciation of differences. And as I mentioned, Sandro Dinello is with us, and he's the CEO of Flagstar, and they are part of this, and they had that conversation in that day. Sandro, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Kay. Thanks for taking the time and shining a light on this. I appreciate it very much.
So what was your, as for lack of a better way to describe it, aha moment that really motivated you to join this coalition? What makes this coalition so unique to you?
Well, I've always been, I always thought anyways, that I was a very unbiased person. And when I first was approached by the organizers of the CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion, it resonated with me right away that this made a lot of sense. And to actually do it in a thoughtful way within the organization to really find a way to get people to really believe that it was a safe workplace, to me made a lot of sense. And it was probably going to be a lot more difficult for us to do that on our own. And so getting this guidance and this sort of mentorship, if you will, from this organization was extremely helpful in helping me to just visualize how we could really advance this within our organization, because it requires the leadership at the top to get it going, but then it requires the people in the organization to really want to make it happen. And the CEO Action Group really made that a lot easier for our organization.
So you jump on board, you do this, and you had this happen just recently, like I want to say last week, where you pick a topic. Tell us what that was like for you and what kind of interaction did you see? So again, bravo that you're doing it, and what did you find?
Well, what our team decided was the topic to focus on was privilege, because most people don't really realize how privileged they are. I'm certainly one. I'm the son of Italian immigrants, and I view my upbringing as being very, very, you know, middle of the road, if you will. Always had what we needed, but I never felt privileged per se. But then I was handed this privilege exercise, and there's 28 questions, and I started to read them, and the idea here is check how many of these apply to you. And the first one is, the leader of my country is also a person of my racial group. Well, yes, I can check that one. When going shopping, I can easily find clothes that fit me. I can check that one. In public, I can kiss and hold hands with the person I'm dating. I can check that one. And I go down here and I can check all 28.
Wow.
Which means I'm very privileged.
Right.
And then I can think about other people while I'm going through this and the boxes that they wouldn't check. And then I begin to really realize the difference that I, in my life, versus the difference in other people's lives. And I can think about people that would go through this that I know that might only check 5 of these boxes. And then you realize, wow, this is powerful stuff. And we just don't think about that, right? We just don't think about it. And that's what this whole thing is about, is forcing us to understand what our unconscious biases are and doing something about it. Because most people would say, I'm not sexist, I'm not a racist, I'm not this, I'm not that. But yet there are things that they think about, and the way they think that they don't even realize are sexist or are racist. And you got to shine a light on it in order to really understand how it's viewed by other people. So it's a beautiful thing if you figure it out, because I think, you know, here at our company, and we're certainly not where we need to be yet, because not everybody believes in this, but we're slowly but surely getting there. And we're doing what I believe is not only the right thing, but as I say to our team here, it's the smart thing to do, because if our people really believe that we care about them, no matter who they are, no matter how they think, no matter how they live their personal lives, they really believe that we care about that, they're going to care more about our company. And if they care more about our company, they're going to care more about the work that they do, the productivity, the quality of the work. And at the end of the day, we are going to be a better company because of it. I truly, truly believe that. And I think the successes our company has had, and we've been successful, I think, are in large part here to the fact that we are creating a safe workplace that people feel comfortable in.
So it's a great commitment by you and a great big step to be part of this group, for sure, the CEO Action. But how else do you, in trying to get there, how else does your company execute the CEO Action pledge commitments? How do you do that?
Well, look, the CEO Action Group, it facilitates things. You've got to make it happen in your organization. And the way it's happened in our organization is by making the real commitment to it. And so what's happened now is we have 9 employee resource groups at our company, and they represent different groups of interest, which range from young professionals to LGBTQ to veterans to women to Hispanics, Native American, Asian Indian. These are all groups where people come together that have similar interests, and then they share their interests with the rest of the organization. So we have days. We have a day whenever there's a special day, like this is Women's Month, right? So we had a special event for women, and African American Month was last month, and we had a special event, and these things go on and on and on, and people get engaged with them, and now we have over 25% of our workforce of 4,500 that are engaged in one or more of our employee resource groups, and so we keep teaching people about different ways of life and different ways of thinking, and making it easier for them to understand why we're all different, but yet we can still work together. And it's a kind of thing that sort of gathers momentum. You know, it's that flywheel. Once it starts moving, it starts gathering momentum, and more people believe it. And if they believe that, you know, as a leader of the organization, you and your fellow executives at the company won't stand for any other way of thinking, people that don't believe in it will self-select out of the organization. And that's probably happening quietly, and I'm okay with that, right? Because we want to have people here that do believe in, really do believe in diversity and really do believe in inclusion.
Yeah, and along those lines, there's people listening to us that could certainly use this. What do you think the first step leaders can do, Sandro, in taking action in D&I in the workplace? I mean, you took the leap. What would you tell them the first step is that you should take?
Well, they have to sign the pledge. If you're the CEO or the owner of the company, sign the pledge. And the pledge now puts the onus on you to do the right thing. And so sign the pledge. Share that with your organization, and then find someone in the organization that you can tap on the shoulder to be the leader that's going to take this and run with it. And at first, it's going to be somebody who's got a full-time job, and they're going to take it as a part-time thing to do just because they believe in it so much. And then as the momentum builds, you'll actually then define a specific person whose only job is to advance the belief in diversity and inclusion in your organization. And the next thing you know, you've got people volunteering to start these employee resource groups, and you get executive sponsors for these groups, and it just keeps picking up steam.
I like that. It's the flywheel. So I do want to tell everybody CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion is the largest CEO-driven business commitment, as we've been talking to Sandro about, to advance diversity and inclusion within the workplace, bringing together more than 900, this is powerful, CEOs representing more than 15 million employees and growing. So you can go to CEOAction.com to find out more. Sandro Dinella, CEO of Flagstar, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, Kate. Appreciate you having an interest in this very important topic.
Long after you're gone, your heart keeps beating on.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.